Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. Tonight, we're going to have fun with my two guests because we are going to be talking about sex. And we're going to be talking about Tantra and what the two of them do. And I'm going to welcome them both to the show so we don't waste a lot of time. So, Elspeth and Freddie Zinto, please say hi to everybody.
Hi, my name is Elspeth, Dr. Elspeth Moitz. Delighted to be on the show with you, Nancy.
Hi, and my name is Freddie Zinthal Weaver, and it's great to be here again, Nancy.
It's always great talking to the two of you. You know, I have to tell the people who are listening that I took a class with you guys. You know, it's been a while, and I keep trying to come back. I just hadn't had the chance, but it was great, and it was fabulous. So with that, let's have each one of you kind of talk about a little bit who you are, and then we're going to go in and talk about what Tantra really is and all the things you guys are doing because you've got a lot of stuff going on. So let's get all that word out there. So who'd like to be first?
Okay, I'm going to start.
Okay.
And I would like to share a little bit how I got to what I'm doing now, which is being a teacher here at the Tantra Nova Institute and the co-founder and director, co-director here with my beloved partner, Freddie Zinthal. And I came to the tantric practice that originates from East India and is thousands of years old. I came to learn about this practice when I was in my early 30s, and I was quite dissatisfied at that time in my love life because it felt like there was such a disconnect in, you know, the masculine and the feminine energy. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, masculine energy rises quickly and drops quickly, while feminine energy rises slowly and then plateaus. So it was like, you know, my male lover came and went while I was barely, you know, my energy had risen. Mm-hmm. And I got pretty frustrated with that. And then fortunately, a woman friend of mine introduced me to this book. It's called The Tao of Sex, which is the Chinese version of the tantric version. That comes from East India, and it talked about that the male can learn to separate ejaculation from orgasm. Now, at that time, I didn't know how it was working, but I was intrigued because what it allows is that the man actually can stay present in his wonderful energy and be present to the woman and it's just a whole different dance, so that we really, you know, adjust our energies to each other versus one finishes early and the other one never gets anywhere. So that was my introduction, and it was so impactful that I went on to study it more seriously and then became certified and then, you know, started the institute here in Chicago. And I met my beloved, who I created this institute with, in 2001, and he'll tell his own story, how he came to it.
Yeah. So, for me, this is Freddie Zinthal Weaver. I was introduced to Tantra when I was 15. My father is a psychiatrist, and he saw this young adolescent kid who was just coming into his puberty and full of testosterone, and he wanted, I think, for me to have some consciousness around my sexual self. So he gave me a book to read, and I started doing the meditations and some of the energetic practices, and I continued to do that through college, high school, and having it in my personal life, within my relationships, and wound up here in Chicago. And I was looking for a Tantra partner, a Shakti, and I was online actually looking on Tantra.com, where we're now featured teachers in the Midwest, and I met Elspeth. At the time, I was in the software business and didn't think I would really be teaching this, but at that time in that business, I had been in it for 15, 16 years and was pretty uninspired by it at that point. And meeting Elspeth, who was on her own Tantra journey and looking at a new career in teaching Tantra, we pooled our resources and energies and created Tantra Nova, and that was 8 years ago. And since the formulation of Tantra Nova, we've worked with hundreds of couples, and we were featured on a 9-episode show of a Showtime special called Sexual Healing with Dr. Laura Berman. And we continue to do our seminars here in Chicago at our institute. that we purchased about 2.5 years ago, and we've done some seminars around the country, and we're very excited about the work and what happens for people in learning these practices.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
by the way, Nancy, we work with both couples and singles.
Mm-hmm.
So just that whoever's listening, this is a practice anybody can learn and benefit from, no matter if they are in a relationship or not.
Okay. How about if one of you or both of you kind of explain to listeners what Tantra really is? I mean, because a lot of people know the word, and they know that it's sexual related, but they're not exactly sure, you know, what it's all about. And yes, it is about sex, but there's a whole bunch more to it than just sex. So can you maybe explain the Tantra a little bit to the listeners?
Yeah, actually, Tantra has something to do with learning about our sexual energy as a life force energy. It's the most powerful energy there is, and the ancient tantrics developed practices to cultivate and move that energy with consciousness. Now, in our culture here in the West, we don't learn when in college or in high school, or the boys in the locker room or the girls in their, you know, girl circles, about their own sexual energy. And it's just not taught. We might have sex education, but that is not what we are talking about here. Tantra is based in the awareness of our sexual energy as life force energy, and that we actually can create with that energy. Just as babies are made from that energy, we can create our lives. And what I mean by that is like our relationship or relationships, our work, our dreams, come true because it's creative energy. However, we need to learn to tune in with that energy in a new way. And just as you said, not only through having sex, although in the bedroom that also gets beautifully enhanced through the practices, because it creates deeper intimacy, deeper listening, stronger connection, greater fulfillment. And so there are very particular practices. They have to do with breathing. People learn to breathe in a certain way, in a conscious way. The practices have to do with energy, energy awareness, tuning with one's own energy, which we also don't learn in high school or college. It's just not what's taught. We learn about the energy that runs through the wires and lights up our lamps and gets our furnace going, but we don't learn about our own energy that runs through the body all the time, otherwise we wouldn't be alive. So, and the third thing is to learn to use our pelvic floor muscles that are associated or responsible for generating energy in our lower part of our body, because that is where life force energy emanates from. So these practices are being learned. And of course, like, you know, any other practice, when I want to play basketball, learn how to play basketball or play tennis, I get a coach and, you know, get to work and learn certain holding of the ball or throwing of the ball and of the racket. Just in Tantra, there are certain practices that develop certain skills where the men can become more grounded in his sexual energy, and the woman can learn to reawaken her luscious, wonderful goddess energy.
Mm.
Which is real important, and people, probably not as much today, and I may be wrong, but not as much today as, you know, in the past, women in general have had a very difficult time allowing that awakening to happen for whatever reason, whether it's because of the way they've been raised or what they've been told, whatever the case may be, where the men, you know, they just, you know, they look at somebody and they lust after them, and in with the practice that you guys are doing, it really does balance out both sides, female and male. Because when I took the class with you guys, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great, you know, and I learned a lot. Because when the classes that I took with you guys, you actually learn a lot about who you are, too. And that's real important. And you guys did a great job with that when I started. I'm sure you've gotten much better because it's been a few years now. But, Freddie, I want to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
It's okay if I call you Freddie?
That's fine.
Okay. For the men, All right? Because most men, you know, think that if they can, you know, get it up, that they're going to be just great and a woman should just fall over and, you know, do anything and everything they want. But in the tantra practice, there's a lot more to it because, you know, getting it up is one thing, like what you guys have already talked about, but being able to sustain and stay in that nice energy, you know, a lot of men, I don't think, have an idea on how to do that. So when a man is doing the tantra practice, do they learn it quickly? Does it take them time? Or is it like what Elspeth just said, and it does take practice?
Yes. Well, we teach, there are specific practices to cultivate the ability to sustain, and not just sustain, but also circulate that, what we call orgasmic nectar, and dance on what we might call the edge of the sword. So there are two aspects to that wonderful feeling of orgasm. There's orgasm, and then there's the ejaculation, the spilling of the semen. So there are the practices of learning how to separate those two, which are one of the primary edicts of all variations of Tantra, from the Tao, the Chinese version, to the even Kadoshka, North American Indian type sex rituals, to the Hindu version, to the Zen Buddhist approaches to Tantra. One of the things that happened, though, that's interesting for men who can learn these practices, it's basically like any other physical practice, is there is a transcendence that happens for men in becoming what we call the observer of what soul runs us. And you hit on it earlier, Nancy, when you said men are in the lust piece. And that's where most men get stuck, in the lusting. And the lust, there's nothing inherently wrong about it. It's, if you think of the meaning of lust, which is a selfish love, as opposed to becoming more masterful of that energy, being able to bring now that lingam energy, which is the Sanskrit or tantric term for penis, which means wand of light, much more endearing than dickhead or some other name we might have. Learning to, for the man, bring that energy up with breath practices or pranayama and muscle exercises, again, that are taught, and with the ability to focus, what happens is when the energy is at the heart, now he meets the woman at her heart, and now when her heart opens, her genitals, or yoni, which is the Sanskrit or tantric term for sacred space, much more endearing than some of the other more perhaps derogative names.
You think?
For the woman's wonderful space. And then you have a symbiosis, you have a connection. So it's a practice that requires some attention and focus, and that can cultivate something that is so essential to all of us in terms of, you know, without sex, we wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. Now, Freddie, I have to ask you another question, because you have a very different outlook about circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the American men, you know, they're circumcised. They have no say to it, but they're circumcised normally.
Mm-hmm.
That's also starting to change a little bit, I understand. But can you explain the concept that you have about the circumcision,
well,
as far as men go?
Yeah, Nancy, you know, it's really the first abuse. When you think of it, literally, though it was initially thought to be a cleanliness factor, which isn't so important now that there's running water and there's hygiene and this understanding of, you know, washing oneself. And a lot of men in Europe are not circumcised. It's much, much more prevalent here in America. But when we start doing some of the looking back on where we begin to become guarded around our sexual selves, around our genitals, and some of us can remember things, but most men can't remember that first abuse, which for many men was circumcision. And some might say, well, they can't remember that, but energetically we remember quite a bit. I mean, even things that happen in the womb. So that, again, is the first abuse, and I would just say don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a choice. And if you do, then it's just something that you work with and move through, and we'll probably all be okay about it. But that's my thought on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, again, a lot of people, I think, are starting to wake up, Freddie, with that same kind of thought. You know, and from what I understand, okay, mm-hmm. that if a man is not circumcised, they actually have a much fuller erection than if they have been circumcised, because there's nothing hold, you know, there's like not a stopping, there's like not a tightness to it.
Well, yeah, and that's a good point, too, that there is much more sensitivity because the penis is covered with the foreskin a lot of the time, so you don't get a lot of the rubbing inside of the underwear or the pants that then, you know, deaden the some of the exterior nerve endings. So there can be much more sensitivity for the man if he's not circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
More
now
pleasure,
you,
more awareness. Go ahead. Sorry.
You guys are doing a lot of things, but before we go there, do me a favor and give out your website that they can look at and a phone number where they can contact you.
Sure, yeah. We can be reached at www.tantranova.com. That's TANTRANOV, like Victor, A.com. TantraNova.com. And our phone number is 773-525-5006.
Okay. Now, you guys talk about how you're doing the sexual, or you've done the sexual healing taping already.
Mm-hmm.
Have you already done it?
The taping?
Yeah.
Oh,
you talked about being on Showtime for the documentary.
Oh, yeah. That was about 2 years ago. We were invited by Dr. Laura Berman, who's now doing a series on Oprah, to be on her show called Sexual Healing. And it was 9 episodes working with 24 couples over, you know, 9 weeks. And there are clips of it on our website, actually. So you can actually see what really opens up for people when they do these practices. So in addition to, yes, more aliveness in the sexual arena, in the bedroom, and more consciousness, other areas of people's lives start to open up in terms of the ability to communicate more openly about what's there for them. So it's really fascinating to see how pervasive what we think of as something that we do just to procreate or just to recreate can really affect areas of our life that seem completely unrelated to sex.
And also, Nancy, what that is often referred to is sex magic. And what is meant by that is that we use our life force energy, the wonderful sexual energy, to guide it and channel it to fuel an intention, a vision we have about what we want to create, what we want in our life, and use that energy to channel that. And it's quite powerful. And it works.
I like that. You keep coming up with Freddie. That sounds pretty good.
You know, Elspeth used the word magic, and I would say consciousness, you know, because oftentimes people think there's something that's completely misunderstood or out of our control magically. And yet, with consciousness, we can create what our wildest dreams are. And that's, I think, what we're all evolving to. I mean, when we think about peace on the planet, it could be possible. We all just haven't believed it to be so yet, enough of us. So.
You know, I think the sexual energy has got so much energy behind it. And I'm not sure, it used to be that the people were really more afraid of using it and trusting it than they are now by a long shot. But the sexual energy can do a lot of things. And again, it's not just, quote, sexual. But sexual energy has a great deal of power with it. Is that not true?
Always. Now, sexual energy can be used in different ways, just like it can, fuel the soldiers in war times, where it's very, specifically designed. I mean, the army designs it in a way so that there's deprivation of sexual release, and that builds up, that energy also builds up, you know, of course, often anger, and then move to kill.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be used for that. It can be used, you know, sometimes, as we mentioned earlier, there is abuse where people are not aware of how to use their sexual energy with children or with minors or with dependents. So there's unconsciousness around that, and that, of course, can have big consequences for the growing young person or child. And we, you know, have people come here to the Tantra Nova Institute to work through that and heal themselves, which is possible. And it works different from talk therapy. And talk therapy is great. And people can see that on our clips, on the Showtime clips on our website, how talk therapy that was done by or is done by Dr. Laura Berman and our work, that so they complement each other, because we come from a physical and energetic level and not just from a talk level that resides more in our head. And certain things in our body and our psyche cannot be accessed through the head. It's not possible. We need to go to a deeper level. It's an experiential level. The other way how we can use sexual energy is to enhance and augment pleasure for oneself and with another. And that can be so superb. Another way of using sexual energy is to create with it, and we mentioned that a little earlier, to really fuel a project that we want to create and are working on, or the way we are in partnership, in relationship, and I don't mean just in the bedroom, but in our everyday life. Being connected with our sexual energy and our heart energy is essential for harmonious relationship. And this is, Nancy, where the disconnect lies between men and women, because men start feeling in their sexual center and women start feeling in their heart center. So they are like two ships passing in the night. And so what they learn in at Tantra Nova is for the man to bring up his sexual energy into his heart, and for the woman to open her heart so that her yoni, her sacred space, can open. And then the circuit starts to happen. You know, he brings up the energy into his heart, connects with her heart, and when her heart is open, her yoni space, her sexual space, her feminine space opens. And that is where the circulation happens, where the dance happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be during the day, I mean, without having sex or making love. It's an energetic dimension, and, of course, in the bedroom as well.
Mm-hmm. Have you, too, ever thought of going to, say, one of our Chicago teams that could use some better energy and approach them with some of the training to help them kind of, you know, stay in that heightened energy that, that would, I think, help them as far as sports go?
Well, you know, the thing of it is we just haven't gotten to that project yet. We're doing other projects. But I want to just add on to the sexual energy and energy in general. If we think of energy as one, you know, you can do a lot of things with it, light a car, power generator, a computer. But when it manifests as sexual energy, there are some specific components that are part of that manifestation, which are creativity, creating new life, and the pleasure principle built in to keep us procreating. When you start bringing consciousness to it through the exercises and practices that we teach at Tantra Nova, what happens is creativity and pleasure start showing up in other areas of life that seem completely unrelated.
That's pretty good.
That creativity and pleasure start becoming more of a conscious listening, because a lot of where we live is in our left brain, and the brain is always figuring things out, and it's great because it's figured out our place in the universe and made life easier in so many ways. And yet, we can go crazy with thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes the thinking is there's a problem. And that's a good sign when there's something that isn't in resonance with us. It's oftentimes a creative solution that we can't figure our way out of the box from. So these practices, in addition to enhancing, obviously, more sexual fun and all of that, are really a road to creating more consciousness in all areas of our life, which is what opens up for people when they start doing these practices. So they may come to it for, you know, a guy wants to last longer, a woman says there's a goddess in her, and certainly those things will be uncovered and discovered. But what happens systemically throughout one's life and process is what really is fascinating for me, and has been for me to see with the couples the hundreds of people we've been working with over the years.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody wanted to come for classes, they would have to come to Chicago, or or do you, both of you, go out, you know, like, say, other places if there's, a good enough group and teach there?
Actually, we have a vacation retreat coming up in Costa Rica the first week of March, and it's a beautiful retreat place, and it's warm. Really warm.
Yeah, here in Chicago, it's really cold.
Right. So that's a wonderful place for both couples and singles to join us to enjoy the intimacy, learning, and the beach, the spa, the rainforest, all of it for 7 days. Otherwise, most of our workshops and sessions take place here at the Institute. We have a B&B where people from out of town can stay, and we work with couples in private retreats, just with one couple at a time, and we frequently get couples from out of town. We also get singles who come from different places in the United States for an individual private retreat. And then our 3-day seminars that are real popular. And so, yes, if people want to learn, they can either come to Chicago or to Costa Rica.
That's kind of neat. Costa Rica sounds really good about this time of the year here. If somebody has, if they're a single and they really don't have a significant other or an other, do you still, say, come ahead?
Absolutely. We always gender balance in any of the workshops or seminars that we do. And even if people come as a couple, they're always doing their own work, so they can work exclusively with each other if they like. But certainly we do invite singles to come and urge them to come along with anyone else who wants to get this work. Couples, singles, it doesn't really matter. Gay, straight, black, white, short, tall, fat, thin, whatever. It doesn't matter. People... anyone in a body really can benefit from this work, and we really have seen that over the years.
No, and I'll vouch for that. When I was there, it was really good. How is...
Yeah, actually, you came by yourself, remember?
Yeah, I did. I came by myself.
And you did the work by yourself, and people choose the practices they want to do based on their comfort level. There's no nudity in any seminar or any sessions. The intimate work takes place in the privacy of people's home or hotel room, and there are particular self-love practices we teach that can be very beneficial for individuals or singles to expand in the connection with themselves. And then also, of course, having a practice partner in the seminar, and again, the person chooses what level of practices they want to engage in. It's totally up to each person.
Yeah.
Is there an age limit? Are you ever too old?
You're never too old. We do recommend that one be at least, I think it's whatever the legal age is, 18, 21, or whatever it might be.
Okay. Do you think that it would help the students at schools instead of teaching them, or I shouldn't say that, adding to their sexual classes that they have, the sex class that they have, do you think it would be beneficial to add, the Tantra information or, some of the studies that you guys have done or help them? Do you think that would help the students?
Yes.
Well, it would be phenomenal, Nancy. We actually are in the process of developing a youth program where we are going to work with adolescents. And practitioners who, have gone through our program, for them to teach in these programs, now they are prerequisites for the practitioner. Practitioner needs to have either children themselves so that they are totally tuned in with what is relevant for youth today, or a practitioner who works with, who is a teacher, a high school teacher, or, already engaged in youth work. Just imagine if adolescent boys and girls could learn about being with their energy, for the boys with that raging testosterone, to be with that in a way that doesn't have to run them. Instead of that, that they can have this energy and guide that energy the way and also share that energy in a conscious way, which also would serve, of course, you know, the girls who are not necessarily all about sex. They are more about opening the heart. And the girls could learn more about their own specific energy and, what you know, what to ask for or to decline and to really create what is beneficial to them. And we call it intimacy education versus sex education that is being offered in schools. And it's not a replacement, as you mentioned it earlier. It is just, it's another form of education that is not available, intimacy education. Because it's not, sex education, as we know, is very much about the biological aspect of how, you know, sex happens, how it promotes procreation and how that works. So our emphasis is on how to connect intimately with oneself and with another. And the intimacy level can be, you know, anywhere from looking into each other's eyes and appreciating each other's company to intercourse. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of intimacy levels. However, how can we connect in sex? How can we connect in lovemaking? How can we connect in the everyday life for adolescents? That is really what's the next, the next place to move into.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're very excited that, and we are very, very hopeful that this is all going to come to pass this year.
Mm.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I mean, because the kids need a whole bunch of teaching as far as what I'm seeing in today's world.
Mm.
And the more that they have of understanding and the better that they feel about each individual topic, I really think that they're going to turn out to be much better than what we're looking at as far as the world goes today. But,
absolutely.
You know, that's my thing.
Yeah, it's the love energy, you know. And the thing of it, Nancy, is that, you know, when we're in our sexual energy, whether you're listening to this radio show or doing Tantra or unconscious in sex or not, for a few moments we are as loving and open and as receptive as we will probably ever experience in our physical form. So why not learn how to consciously be able to draw on that aspect of sexual intelligence to create and be in that listening, be in that way of being in other areas of our life? You know, if we can be more intimately connected with what it is we want to create in our life, or how we're communicating to people in our life, or you know, following our dreams, living our passions, it really just creates a better life for everybody. So these practices, again, are something the world needs more of in terms of when we think of that subtle energy body of, when I say energy body, I mean the aspects of sex that are that creative, that are that joyousness, that are that intimate, connected lovingness. You know, that's the subtlety, the subtleness of that energy, in terms of how it manifests in the world, when we think of it being so essential for our being that it's like gravity. So, yeah, it's interesting to see how people become more conscious of that in other areas in their life.
Yeah, I think it would really help out tremendously. The other thing, now, you guys do a theater workshop. So let's talk about the theater workshop. And then, Freddie, you also do a one-man theater thing. So let's talk about both of those.
Okay, yeah. Well, we started the theater workshop about a year ago, and the theater workshop came out of this one-man show that I started doing about 4 years ago called Tantra Nova Man, which will be premiering on the Chicago stage this January 28th, Wednesday, at 7 p.m. at the Theater Building Chicago on Belmont. The theater workshop is a two-day workshop, and it's unique in our offering in that we're using theater-based technology, like, you know, the things you do to be an actress or an actor in terms of showing your story, in addition to telling it, but showing it, the way we speak, the way we stand, the way we make eye contact, the way we become very present and so on. Also using Tantra technique in terms of how you can learn to draw on the sexual energy, as well using some forms of psychodramatic technique and working with groups. And it's a two-day workshop, and it is a wonderful way for people to uncover their story as it pertains to sex, love, and intimacy. Because oftentimes the things that show up later in our relationships in terms of the sex in the bedroom are things that started for us a long time ago. And also I do this one-man show, the Tantra Nova Man Show, which are stories in my life starting from the early age of 5 all the way up through adulthood, but they're stories that are relevant to all of us, like your first orgasm. And how does that live for you? What was that experience like? What did you decide at that time that perhaps are decisions that live for you now that may serve or not serve? But oftentimes we don't think about how those things impact us now. So the play is a wonderful way for people to think about their own story as they're watching me show mine. And the theater workshop is an opportunity for people to further explore their story and create a new story if the one they have going now doesn't serve them. So it's a fun workshop as well.
Okay, now the Creative Expression Performance Workshop, now you're going to other places. It's not just here in Chicago.
Right. I'll be traveling a bit with that in April. I'll be doing the workshop and the play in San Diego, California. And then in May, I'll be doing the workshop at Sedona at the temple there. There's a place, there's a conference, Tantra Practitioners Conference. Usually it's attended by about 200 people. And I did the show last year in May for the conference, and it was well received. So I've been asked to come back this year, and I'll do also the workshop this year, too, the theater workshop and the show.
Mm-hmm. Elspeth, is there a difference between Tantra and Kama Sutra?
Kama Sutra is actually a collection of books of ancient texts that has to do with the exploration of sexual behavior, sexual practices, sexual positions. The Kama Sutra is a book, and often we think Kama Sutra is like something like Tantra. So Tantra is a practice that was developed as a tradition through a certain community in East India. Now, the Kama Sutra, of course, also originates from East India. However, it is more like a descriptive, like a book, you know, way of all kinds of sex practices. Would you say so too, Dolly?
Right, yeah. The Kama Sutra is a book dealing with all aspects of sex, from how you should be with your wife, different times to and not to have sex, positions of sex. So it's like an all-encompassing book. Whereas Tantra, really, there are many variations even within the Hindu community or traditions, and there's different sects, and there were Tantra wars, and there's a wide variety of interpretations of sex consciousness or Tantra. And it can be, Tantra can be as dogmatic as any religion, but that's what we don't go into the religious part of it in our teachings, but just mm-hmm. as information to you.
The other thing is when you're taking classes as a couple, well, when you're in a class, because you usually couple people up, how important is it for those two people to be able to do the breathing together and make that eye contact that's so important? You know, when there's, like, I took the class, I did it by myself, but I was, you know, connected with another person there. And I think we did okay. But a lot of people, I think, would wonder, if they're going to go to this class by themselves, how can they possibly connect with somebody in this intimate thing? Can you explain, you know, some of the lead-ups, too, so that people are, you know, pretty comfortable with the whole situation?
Yeah, actually, we teach an introductory workshop once a month. And in that workshop, we do different practices. We teach people how to breathe. We teach people how to use their pelvic floor muscles. And we also teach them how to start circulating energy within themselves as well as also with the partner. These are non-sexual exercises, so there is no arousal, there's nothing like that. It is about learning how to circulate energy. And, you know, we are energetically all connected in the sense of that energy. I mean, even just like being on the phone here, we wouldn't be able to hear each other if it wasn't for frequencies that we are tapping into, you know, through the phone line. So all of us are energetically connected just as our two phones, yours and ours here at the Institute, are connected. And again, that's a dimension we don't learn about, so we don't know how to listen to that connection, to this energetic connection. And in our foundational practices that we teach, people learn to connect with another human being, and that doesn't have to be their lover or their beloved or their sex partner or anything. This can happen with any human being. And so it's a wonderful way. And, of course, they can take it home then and practice with a partner that might be at home if they didn't bring their partner. Or if they don't have a partner, we often have students who have practice partners. They do practices, they meet and do practices together for the sake of relaxation, for the sake of connection, for the sake of coming to peace, to be with another human being in that way. And so many of our practices are non-sexual in nature. However, they are the precursor then so that the person can take it to another level and include it into their aroused sexual energy. And we teach practices for that, also solo practices as well as partner practices, and people can choose what they want to do.
Now, you also have DVDs and CDs.
Yes.
Okay, so can you explain a little bit about the DVDs that you have and the CDs that you have so that if somebody would like to purchase them, they can kind of know what to expect from them, because there's different levels, correct?
Okay. We found in the work we are doing, to have a visual is actually more effective than having, you know, reading a book. Because reading a book, often people come to us and say, oh, I've practiced Tundra, I learned in a book, and then we start working with them. And it's actually not possible to really learn through a book. I start studying through a book and learn practices, but the big breakthrough came for me when I started to study with a teacher, because something gets conveyed there in practice, in the experience, that a book cannot convey. So this is a big part why we produced videos like DVDs. There are two of them that we have. One is called Creating Intimacy and Love, and it depicts our one-day beginner-level seminar where we do the foundational work. What we mean by that is that we ease people into the work. They learn the different practices that are essential for later on to, you know, bring to our aroused sexual energy. But we always start with these foundational practices. Otherwise, people won't learn it. We speak about the healing rituals. Now, we haven't mentioned those yet. In order to come to a deeper connection with our sexual energy, our intimate self, and out of that, more deeply connected with another, many of us frequently need to move through some blocks or some conceptions we might have of ourselves or challenges that we might have encountered in our infancy, childhood, or adolescence around our sexual being, around love or intimacy, in our relationship with our parents. And I don't mean that they have to be of sexual, you know, not abuse or so necessarily. And some people do have abuse. So certain things to be cleared out, so that we can also call them blocks, that the blocks are no longer there, because when there are blocks, energy cannot flow freely. So the healing rituals are about for the woman to more deeply connect with her wonderful energy and release and let go of whatever might keep her from that deeper connection. And for the men, the healing ritual is about connecting with his manhood, with his strong life force energy, and become grounded in that energy and channel it, as we mentioned it earlier, so that he can hold his ground when he starts moving and dancing in the dance of bliss with his beloved. So then the second DVD is where we actually demonstrate the healing rituals. That is an explicit DVD. So we always recommend to watch the Creating Intimacy and Love DVD first, the one I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
which then leads up to the healing rituals. And then we have, and both DVDs are great home study guides. We highly recommend them to either if people have not worked with us at all or for people who have worked with us to keep the practices alive. And then we also found that it's crucial to have an ongoing practice, and you wouldn't necessarily use a DVD for that. You want to have an audio practice CD, which we produced with our foundational practices. And so there are all the foundational, from chakra breathing practices to you know, how to move the energy through the body, becoming aware of energy. There are very particular pelvic floor exercises that strengthen the muscles in the pelvic floor. And so that is for the daily practice, the audio CD, and that's called Tantra Nova Foundational Practices.
And then we also have a DVD of the Tantra Nova Man Show that was recorded last year in May in 2008 in Sedona at the conference, which is very good, too, if you can't come to the live performance on the 28th of this month.
Okay, now give out that information again, please, Freddie, so people that are around the area can know when it is, where it's going to be, and
sure.
how they get tickets.
It's Wednesday, January 28th. That's next Wednesday.
Starts a week from Wednesday.
A week from Wednesday, yeah. And it starts at 7 p.m., and it's at the Theater Building, Chicago, and that's on Belmont. And they can buy tickets online at TantraNova.com and just go to Buy Tickets for Tantra Nova Man Show. And it's $20. The show runs about an hour, and we have the ticket also includes a reception that will there'll be food and drink.
Ooh.
And it's $20 per ticket prepaid and $25 at the door.
Okay.
And we hope you can come, Nancy.
You know, I'm trying to. I have a car accident. I have a doctor's appointment. But I'm going to try to come because I have not had a chance to come and see it yet. And I've been, you know, trying to get there just like time is very, very short. The other thing that I want, you guys also do, you're doing another workshop. It's called Visioning Workshop.
Yes, yes. So this is a process we are offering for people to envision what they want to create this year, 2009, as it relates to love, intimacy, fulfillment, and relationship. And it's a process that has helped me over the last 4 years tremendously, and I have out of that process that I use annually at the beginning of the year, I have created phenomenal results, including the Tantra Nova facility we are in now. God created and envisioned first in through this process. So, and we have adapted it so that it is relevant for the intimacy, the love, and the relationship dimensions. And so people come and really drop into their vision. It's not so much goal setting. It's much more about resonating with the inner self, the higher self, that already knows what it wants. And in that process, people connect with that. And out of that connecting, each participant creates a vision board, which is done with a collage, and it's in a creative way, so it's very much moving with that creative, intuitive energy that is within each of us, however, that we are often not connected with. So we think we have to do certain things and get this plan done and that plan, and then we, you know, it's not happening, and then we are frustrated and disappointed. The visioning process helps us to tune, to drop into ourselves, and out of that, it comes naturally. And so what I do is then once I have created a vision board, I put it on my wall, and I'm just with it every day. I walk by it. It's next to my desk, so I can see it. I look up to the wall. There it is. And every time I look at it, the vibration is brought, you know, into my memory, into my cellular system. So anyway, it's based on the law of attraction. And, it's this Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 25th of January, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's $50 prepaid and $60 store at the door, not to be missed if you want to create, like, a fabulous 2009.
Great. Now, you're also going to have a puja party.
Yeah, actually, Nancy, you know, we haven't been doing this for a while. So we need to really bring this back to life, which is a great party where people come, and we have aphrodisiac foods, and we have a puja ritual, which is a circle ritual where the women are in the inside circle and the men are in the outside circle, and it rotates, so each woman and each man get to work with each other through the rotation, and at each station there is something different each time to be connected with. So the two people who meet in one station, they get guided in a certain practice. And it's great fun. It's great to get to know people. It's great to connect with people. We always have people new to the puja, as well as also old friends who like to come and connect in this way, and it's a fabulous party.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Now, can you give out your website and your phone number again, please?
Yeah, it's www.tantranova.com, TANTRANOVA.com, tantranova.com, and the phone number here is 773-525-5006. Let me repeat this, 773-525-5006.
Okay, so we want people to give you a call and stuff. Now, are you going to be on the radio or television or anything in any upcoming events?
You're going to be on an internet radio show on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 20th, at 9 p.m. Central Time. It's called Get Real. And if people are interested in listening to that, just go to getreal.com and look up Tantra Nova or Freddy Zental Vivo. It'll come up.
Okay. Now, on your website, you also have a free Tello intro that if people want to click on it, they could listen to it a little bit.
Yes. That's a great way to, particularly for people who want to get to know us or who live out of town, so they can, you know, get a basic sense of being introduced to our work. And then the clips, the Showtime clips, really reveal a lot. And what else do we have? We have also an ABC interview on the media page. Yeah, I think that's all I can offer right now.
Okay, now, but you also have an affiliate program.
Yeah, the affiliate program is for people who have a website, and it's free to sign up for. And some may be familiar with the affiliate approach to creating more income for websites. And then once you sign up, there are media tools you can get from us, which are banners, and then you place them on your website. And then when people click through that banner from your website, which has your specific code and number on it, and go to our website and purchase either a participation in a seminar or workshop or buy a product, you get a commission. And it's a 20% commission, and people can create revenue, passive revenue, by putting a banner again on their site that people go from their site to our site and buy things, and we, yeah.
That, but you also have another thing where you certify people to be practitioners.
Oh, that's my favorite program. One of them. Yes, we do have a certification program. It's a two-year program. Each level, there are two levels, consists of 6 months. And the next one is coming up on the 13th of March and goes until August. And the first level is very much for people who already have done work with us, because they have to complete certain prerequisites to even be admitted to the program. They continue to do their own inner work, because if someone wants to work with other people and be a healer, a facilitator, a teacher, they need to have done their own work and their own clearing. Otherwise, it gets all muddled up, and they cannot be really helpful to others to do their healing. And then the level two is where people, where participants learn how to teach, to coach, and it's really just a phenomenal program, because really the participants are so committed. I mean, you know, to go through this for 2 months, 2 years, you do have to be committed. And people then use it either as practitioners, Tantranova practitioners, or in their own work, like massage therapists or psychotherapists or coaches, and they might not teach Tantra per se, but they use the knowledge and they use their own healing and the clearing they are with respect to their own energy and sexual energy with others. So we call it like they are a space for others in which others can do their own healing. Particularly around, you know, the sexual dimension. It's splendid for therapists and counselors, because it's often an arena that is not as developed in the counseling and therapy business, the sexual aspect, the sexual energy aspect.
Right.
Although it's so fundamental, it's so, you know, at the core of many behaviors, many addictions, many fears, and all of that.
Great. Now, one more time before I have to say goodbye to you guys, give out your website and your phone number, please.
TantraNova.com. That's www.TantraNova.com. TantraNov, like Victor, A.com. Our phone number, 773-525-5006. Again, 773-525-5006.
You guys, it's always great talking with you. I just enjoy it so much. We're going to have to get together, whether it's at your school or whether it's just in general. Is that okay with you guys?
That's great.
Would be great. And please do come to the play. You won't regret it. It's dynamite. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's serious at moments. And
you may have some good contacts there.
That would be good.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to try to come. The only way I won't come is if I don't get back in time, and then I have a different interview that I'm going to be interviewed, so that's kind of cool. But I really want to thank you guys for being on the show. I hope that the listeners enjoyed it, which I'm sure they did. And we will have to talk soon, because I'm going to tell you my ideas about my school, too, which kind of will pull you guys into it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Nancy.
You're very welcome. You guys take care.
Have a great year. Bye.
You too. I'd like to thank you, the listeners. May God bless all of you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye now.